for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com
or LHBCOnline.com.
There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2006 Memorial Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday evening, May the 25th, 2006. Bill Smith is the speaker of the service, teaching on We Would See Jesus.
Oh, I say to you, my children, come unto me, all you who are travail and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yea, cast all your cares, tribulations, and fears upon me, for I care for you. And yea, the roaring lion who would try to devour you and your little ones, you shall rebuke. And yea, as you lean on me and follow me, you rebuke him, he will flee from you. And yes, my spirit will fill you, heal you, and lead you forth in my light, saith the Lord. And you shall bear much fruit, that my name will be glorified, saith the Lord.
Amen. And yea, know thou this, I have brought thee from the four winds, saith thy God. Yea, I have brought thee for preparation, yea, even that thou would walk into a new day, into a new area that I brought thee to hear, and that thy word shall burn unto thee. Even thine ears shall even tingle from the process that God is bringing in within thee. So know thou this. This is a different day and a different hour that I've brought thee into. So thou must arise and prepare thine ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the body today. Because thou shalt no longer live in the realm of defeat, but thou shalt walk in a realm of victory. A word that's been put within thy mouth that's been burned in by the Spirit of the living God. So know thou this. This is the day that I've called thee into. Arise, arise, my people, and come to where I've brought thee to, saith thy God. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Know thou this, that thou art not filling a man's calendar. Yea, I have brought thee by my Spirit, saith thy God. Yea, that I would nurture thee and feed thee and bring thee to the place that I've called thee into. So arise, 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 my people. Turn loose of the thing from behind thee and journey forth, saith thy God. Yea, Lord. Yea, Lord. Ikayo koyo mosi. Ino mo ko yo kaye ki andoro boshi. Yea, Lord, yea, Lord. Be it unto us according to thy word, according to thy word, O God. Yea, Lord, yea, Lord. Yea, Lord.
For fear and for what they But I tell you that my people will go through the fires and they will not be burned. My people will go through the waters and they will not be overcome by them. But my people must learn to keep their eyes focused on me as their maker, as their provider, as their peace, as their redeemer, as their all in all. It is now the hour that they must look to me for everything. It is the hour in which we must not look to the world. We must be removed from that world system. We must not depend on that world system. But we must look to the Lord for everything that we have need of. And we must understand that He is more than able to provide. That He is our healer. He is our deliverer. He has brought us out of the land of Egypt into the promised land.
And now is the hour that His kingdom is being established. And now is the hour that we will see the dead raised. We will see the lepers cleansed. We will see those that are sick healed. And we will see all the things that He is able to bring, and more than we have ever seen or even imagined, is getting ready to start happening in this kingdom.
Yea, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've never seen a day that I was so eager to get on my way to a meeting as I was in this one. I've come many times. I've been coming here since 1979. A lot of times I couldn't come because of the involvement that with the churches in Mexico and our pastoring at home. But I want to tell you something. You may be seated. Tuesday night, some of y'all don't know what all that we've went through. Storm tornadoes came through, tore up our church. All of the back was brought over the front. City of Fort Worth Fire Department taped the building off because it was too dangerous for people to even walk close by, because they'd follow and kill somebody. When they called me at 3 o'clock in the morning, Glenn, you know that I preach the kingdom of heaven. That's all I've been doing for 44 years. I had all the scriptures together, and I still have them together tonight. Everything worketh together for the good to them that are the called according to His purpose. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. But thinking I had it all together, I sat down in the parking lot and cried like a baby. 36 years of all of our gathering tore all to pieces. And I'll tell you, I've never been this way before. But then, you know, as we begin to cry out to God and everything, we begin to work and work. We never missed a service in the church. We got in there, people said, I've never seen people work like you people working. I tell you, we're working for the kingdom of God. We're not working for man. Amen. And you know, we began to get into the place where that we was restoring it back. And so, we're still restoring it back. And we will get it done one day. But, Tuesday night, I want you to know, I don't know what time in the morning it was, but sometime in the morning, probably 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I was up out of my bed and I was standing in the bedroom. I was in there preaching, and God said to me, said, son, I've anointed your lips and I put the word in your mouth that's like fire. And it's going to devour the stubble, because you're walking into a new hour, a new day, that you will be speaking the word instead of sitting around begging, but you'll walk in the faith of God and seeing God bring about that which you have spoken unto Him. And all of a sudden, my wife, she said, Bill, are you okay? I said, I've never been better in my life. No, I've never been better in my life. Because I'm going to tell you something, I don't want to cuss the first night of the meeting. But I'm here to tell you, I'm not looking to be a bishop. I'm not looking to be anything. I want you to know I want to be a son of God that's in God's image and God's likeness in this earth, that God can display Himself within and through in the earth today. This man here, I've told him ever since 79, the little man carrying a big stick at my house in March. You can't say church, because there's no local body is the church. That's the local body. Because the church is the body of Christ. One of the strongest bodies that I know of was been literally torn to pieces. The worship leader, the musician, and all of us all torn all to pieces to never return to the church again. And it wasn't because somebody opened sin. It wasn't that at all. But this little man right here, he ain't no bishop. I don't guess he is. If he is, I don't know about it. If he is, he needs to tell me. He sat there at my table in my house, because he and Brother Doc were staying in my house. and wrote a letter. He's not a bishop. He's not a big I and little you. That letter went, got to the word the church was at. And guess what happened? It began to knit everything together because it was sent by God. Brother and sister, today I'm sick and tired of playing church and going around the same old, same old, same old all the time. It's time that we see God moving in the earth and tearing down this religious system that we're warring against today. But you know, I thought when they called me, because we heard several times per week, Brother Glenn wrote that letter by the Holy Spirit and mailed it. That Sunday following, began to knit together healings brought to the church, the body there. And you know, just think, it wasn't even a bishop. I don't know why. God told me about a month ago, He said, you've been preaching and said, you helped me start this and this and this and this. You got to be my bishop. I said, I'm sorry, but God ain't raising up bishops. He's raising up sons. He's raising up sons just like Him. Hallelujah. It's just like the other day. We were in Mexico. Here was a young man, 21 years old. Hadn't had nothing to eat in 5 days, and they said he was dying. Walked in there in this little old house, and we didn't have no cameras. Well, nobody rolled no cameras. I crawled up there, and there was nothing but stucco and mud, you know, and bamboo that made up the walls. There wasn't room for me to get between the bed and the wall, so I crawled up in the bed. Laid hands on him. And we went on to church, and we come back the next village over. So they stopped. Well, I got through preaching and I don't think there's anything new that I could see. So I thought, well, I'll just stay here in the van. And so they come out there and they said, Brother Smith, we want you to come here. I said, okay. I got up, went in there. This young man that was dying was fixing a post in the ground that mounting his mother's tortilla corn grinder. Hallelujah! I want you to know it's time that we bring healing to the body of Christ. It's time that we bring health to the body of Christ and get rid of all of the junk out there. So now, tonight, I want you to look with me in John chapter 12. I think it is. Yes, it is. John chapter 12, could I have some water, please? Verse 21, the same came therefore to Philip, which was at Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sirs, we would see Jesus. Who am I? I want to see Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. And if I don't see Jesus, we're not going to see nothing. So he cried out and said, Sirs, we would see Jesus. And you know, I believe with all of my heart that a lot of demons comes through religion. Come on. Witchcraft come through religion. Now, I want you to go with me into Genesis. I want you to go with me in Genesis chapter 1. We'll just start in the seed plot. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, everything that creepeth upon the earth. Now, at home, there's only two people that's there besides me. That's my wife and I have a little dog. On my way coming down here some months back, I said, God, you said that you want a man ruling in this earth. God spoke to me and He says, I'm not asking you to rule. I'm asking you to come to a place that I can rule through you. I want to rule through you. And so that makes the difference. So what is God saying? I am after a ruling man. Today all that we're seeing is a religious thing that they're wanting to make something out of themselves. Now, they didn't get the word that I got this week. What I got this week is God said, Son, I'm bringing you to nothing where there'll be no mixture and it'll be me. I'm bringing you to nothing so I can display myself in you. And I've been crying out for 2 or 3 years now. God, bring me to the place that you can trust me with anything that you can do through me. That I don't try to take credit or glory for myself. Now, so God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. Now, so God created man to rule in this earth. Now, today God has placed the fivefold ministry over to govern the body of Christ. We know that the apostle is to govern. That's the G, to govern the body of Christ. Here is the prophet. He is to guide the body of Christ. The evangelist, he's the one that wears a pink coat and white carnations. He's the tall one, you know. So he gathers the body of Christ. So then we have another one. We have what? The pastor. He is to guard the body of Christ. That's the fourth G, isn't it? Then we've got the teacher. Brother Doc is the teacher. He's the little finger that he can get farther into this ear than anyone else. Preaching is like going and getting you a hamburger. Teaching is like sitting down eating your good T-bone. So then we have the fivefold ministry, the governing. What for? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, till we all come into the unity of the faith and to the knowledge, of the Son of God. To be a perfect man, that will be tossed no more to and fro and carried about with wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait deceived, but speaking the truth in love, that will grow up in the head. And this is where God has called us today. So now, so God has created a son in the body of Christ that's in His likeness and His image. Now, so what are they going to do? Go with me to Revelations chapter 2 and let's look here at the Word of the Lord. Revelations chapter 2 and let's see. Revelations chapter 2 and beginning at verse 20. Now, notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman, Jezebel. Now, where is this at? Look in verse 18, I'm sorry. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira, I hope I got that close enough. Write these things, saith the Son of God, who hath His eyes like unto a flame of fire, His feet are like fine brass. Did you know brass speaks to you of judgment? Did you know God is judging today? And you know, it's just like, when I woke up, swinging my arms and in my bedroom, crying out, and God said, I've touched your lips again. I didn't get around, I didn't dance all over the floor. Because I knew that there had been a solemn visitation with God, and Brother God had touched my lips, and from that day forward, I was going to be responsible for more than I've ever had before. A man, 2-3 weeks ago, came to my house. Brother Glenn knew him, but he wouldn't know him now. From Houston, Texas. That's a long way from my house. It's a long way from Amarillo too, isn't it, brother? And so, my doorbell rang, and I go to the door. He said, I'm here looking for the man of God. Well, I looked him over. He ain't got no hair on his head. It's all been shaved off. Got them big old earrings hanging down there, flopping on his neck. You know who I am? I said, no, sir, I sure don't. He's standing there with a .38 in the sack. He don't need a preacher, he needs a sheriff. He looked at me and he said, do you know who I am? I said, no, I sure don't. So he looked at me and he told me who he was. I said, no, I can't believe that. I ain't seen him in many years. But how can you go downhill that far in that few years? So he said, I got an hour and a half of confession that I want to make before men of God, and I want it taped. And if this is not taken care of, he said, this right here will do the rest. Huh? Did he need a preacher? I think he needed the sheriff. You know what I did? You don't have to get up and turn flip-flops and all of this and that and the other. You can stand in authority in God and take dominion over everything that's going on. Hallelujah. But will we do that or will we not? So, an hour and 15 minutes, and he said, I want every bit of it taped. And we taped it. And everyone that was concerned, later on, I said, I call them in and they're going to listen to this, and then I am destroying it. And that's what I did. He said, now, you have brought the answer to me. He drove all the way from Houston, Texas to my house. That's not but 6 hours, I guess, isn't it? Brother, I'm here to tell you today, you ain't going to run around your little religious I see and be able to take care of what's going on in the earth today. You're going to have to be walking with God and up to date with God to handle what's going on. A religious act. Come on. It's going to take the authority of God to set groaning and travailing creation free. All right? So, now, the angel of Thyatira, which means the pastor of the church. In Revelation 1, it says the angel is the pastor of the church. All right? Now, let us read on. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman, Jezebel, which called herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Now, and I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her under the great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and the heart. This reins in the Greek means kidneys. Kidneys is what purifies our blood. Now, Brother Doc's the doctor, not me. So, let's notice at this church. Now I want you to go with me into 2 Kings. Did we ever get that other mic going? 2 Kings chapter 9, and let's look at this. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at verse 29. And in the 11th year of Joram, the son of Ahab began as Ahaziah to reign over Judah. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. And she painted her face and tired her head and looked out a window. And Jehu entered in at the gate, and she said, "Hath Zimri, Pease, who slew his master?" And he lifted up his face to the window and said, "Who is on my side? Who?" And there looked out of them two of the three eunuchs. Now, notice what verse 33 said, this of this religious whoredoms. And he said unto her, "Throw her down." You don't see this on TV today. I say, every day, do I have to see that? Do I have to watch that? Because I'm declaring war on religion. Religion is what crucified Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
All right. So now, said, "Throw her down." All right. And some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall, and the horses and the trotter underfoot. Now, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 18, said the gates are praise and the walls are salvation. Now, she's on the wall showing and displaying what's happening today. Everyone is up there showing their wares. How much they've got this and that and the other. And you know, a lot of people's got nicer churches than we got, but ours is nice enough, and if we get it built back, it'd be better than it was before. It's just going to take a lot of work and a lot of money. And God's got a lot, both of them. So, but we are trying. Right now we're building our 19th church in Mexico. Now, if we were with the people that steal their way over here, I wouldn't want to be that. I have some of the greatest people in Mexico that's on the face of this planet, walking with God. 19, 20-year-old young men and women preaching the Word of the Lord. And I only baptized in water about 2.5 years ago. Come on, they're growing. But we got to go through religion here. I get so sick and tired of people playing. Now, notice what he said. Sprinkle on the wall and on our horses. Now, verse 34. And when he was come in, he did eat and drink and said, "Go and see now this cursed woman and bury her, for she is a king's daughter." Now, and they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than her skull and her feet and the palms of her hands. Come on. Now, therefore, wherefore, they came unto him and told him, and he said, "This is the word of the Lord, which the servant by his servant Elijah the Tishbite saying, in the portion of Jezreel shall the portion of Jezreel shall dogs eat her flesh." Now what did they do? That religious Jezebel, they're all the way even to the book of Revelation. And if you read over here in 2 Kings 9, verse 22, and it came to pass when Joram saw Jehu that he said, it is peace. Jehu, and he answered, "What peace, so long as whoredoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are many." Now, so what did he do? Brought her down from the wall and nothing left but dog food. Does your Bible say that? The dogs were eating it? Now the palms of her hands, dog food. Brother and sisters, for as I'm concerned today, religion is nothing but dog food. I want to see the Lord. As I started this out tonight, I said, sirs, we would see Jesus. We would see Jesus. We don't want to see who's doing it. We want to see Jesus. Now, so then she became dog food. I would to God that every religious system in the earth today would become dog food. All right? And the carcass of Jezebel shall be as dung upon the face of the field in the portion of Jezreel, so that they shall not say, this is Jezebel. Now, but you see, here we are. Many people are going for this thing. Now, a very familiar scripture. Go with me, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. We all know what that is, but I want to see it working in our lives. 2 Corinthians 3, 18. Verse 17, now where the Lord is, that is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed unto the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, I want to take you back into Jeremiah chapter 1. When God spoke this to me the other day. In Jeremiah chapter 1. And notice what he said. When God, Jeremiah, he's saying, I'm only a kid. I'm just a child. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Now, I feel this is what God is saying to us ministry today. We remove from the religious systems and allow God to be with our lips. Now, notice what he said. And I feel that God is speaking to our heart. Like I told you, after we've been doing this all of our life, usually we don't get so excited about going to another meeting. But I'm here to tell you that I woke up in the night last night thinking about getting ready to come down here. Because I know that I know that I know that God spoke to me in my room. And he said, I'm going to be with your lips, and you're going to have the lips as Isaiah that be scarred from the tongues from the altar. I'm touching your lips with another word, a further word in the kingdom of God. Now, say that I'm not a child. Whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. I want to ask you a question. Do you believe that God touched this man's mind, mouth, and hand as he sat there and wrote out that letter? Did you hear that? He don't remember what he wrote, but my wife does. She read it. He wrote it at my house. Folks, you don't understand the chaos that was going on in this local body. And I'm telling you, it's not a fly-by-night body. It's a strong body. But there was something happened that was devastating that they didn't fall upon the Word. You see, if you fall upon the Word, you'll be broken. But if the Word falls upon you, you'll be ground to powder. That's what the book says. So, this man sat there and wrote the letter. Put it in the mailbox, and when it got down there to them, the following Sunday, whom they had not been in the church, tearing up everything could be torn up, they went in there and submitted themselves to the church. He's not even a bishop. Huh? He and I might be like little old Ananias. I ain't talking about Ananias in Sapphira now. Just a disciple went and laid hands on Brother Paul. Now, let's notice. See, I have this day set thee over the nations, over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down. You see, there has to be a destructive work. And you know what? We cry every day of it when God's working on us. And you know what He's doing? He's fitting us into the kingdom. Listen, I know what it is to sit down in the parking lot and cry like a baby. And when I got all the scriptures together, and have had for many years. But when you get the burr in your moccasin, it's a different game. It's a different game. But then you begin to lay hold upon the Word. This one right here, when I laid eyes on her this evening, she looked at me and she said, "Son, we're coming into a brand new day in God. Into a brand new move of God." You see, God's not going to fit you in that religion that's been going on. God's bringing you into another order. Another order. Another dominion. Hallelujah. Now, I have set you over kingdoms to root out. Now, we don't like the destructive work, do we? You know what? God had to tear Bill Smith all to pieces before He could start building. And you know what? I thought He was through. Well, Sister Mildred, I've been preaching over 44 years. I started out young. I thought He was through. I got news for you. He hadn't finished with me yet. But when He gets through with me, hallelujah to God, you won't know the difference between me speaking and God speaking. Hallelujah, because we'll be walking in the same realm of the Spirit. Because why? He has called us out. Now, so notice something. How many wants every religion be made dog food? I'm tired of it. And you know, let me show you why I'm so give out with it. One of our famous preachers in our city has got a city of his own just about. One of the elderly ladies watching him on television, she thought she was making a one-time offering to him. And the way that she figured it out and fixed it up in the paperwork, it was every month of $460 a month. And so, by me taking care of her financial things, that she was only getting $720. So he was getting the rest of it. The other day he jumped out of there and come walking in his big resort there and he said, "I got a plane, I just paid $75 million. And he said, "God did it." Well, she sent him money. But you know what? I'm over her house at 2 o'clock in the morning, crawling under the bed. She's only 88 years of age, crawling under the bed and getting her medicine out, but she sent him the money. That makes me happy. If you believe that, I got some ocean property in Phoenix for sale. I said, "I don't understand why that you are sending that to him, and when you need it. You're sitting in a little rocking chair and it's wore out. Sister, I'm stopping payment on this here next week." I imagine if he found out, he'd say, "I'm his perfect friend." I stopped payment on it, and the first check I went and bought her a new rocking chair. Sat there and didn't even have a fan going. And I crawl under a bed and get the medicine out. The lint and stuff under there. But see, she sent him the money. Well, you see, God takes care of us. Now, so what does he say? You're going to tear down. Let me tell you something. God's going to tear down a lot of stuff. But in tearing down, there's going to be a restoration. Because there's a lot of stuff God's not building on. He's not going to build on that. Let's look on a little further. Okay. Go with me now into the book of Isaiah. Now, if you read the first, Isaiah chapter 6. If you'll read all through the first chapter on down, Isaiah cries out, woe, 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 woe. Remember that? Woe. Now, notice something here. Verse 5. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Not only did he see his condition, but he saw the condition of the people. Now, brother and sister, there's a lot of people who can see somebody else's fault, but they can't see their own. But I'm here to tell you that God's plowing down deep. And God is dealing with the ministry first. Did not Malachi say, I will purge the sons of Levi? I will clean the ministry up. I will bring their ministry into right relationship with God. Now, and I dwell in the midst of a people unclean, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Now, then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand. Now I want to tell you, believe this or not, the other night, my lips literally burned. God said, I'm starting you in a brand new area. So you're sitting around begging for healings and things. I'm asking you now to speak the Word. The Word of God is quick and sharper and powerful than any two-edged sword. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, the Bible says, and the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Now, notice what he said. He had touched my mouth and said, Lord, I have touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Now, this is what God is doing today. Let's notice. And also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me. How many is ready to go and tell now? God is preparing us to go and tell. And I said to him, I said, God, I didn't know that you was going to require all of this. But God's going to bring us to the end of ourselves. And when it comes to the end of you, it's the beginning of Him. And brother and sister, I am tired of having failures. It's just like the men run out there when we come back from the village. Another village over there. Say, oh, Bill, you got to come in here. You got to come in here. And of course, immediately, he said, look at that young man. He's already dug that hole. He's mounted that grinder for his wife, and he's going to be dead in two more days. I said, but brother, you got it. Everything is wrong. The Bible says the signs are to follow them that believe and not us follow signs. God's calling us out, folks. We are people that's a called out people. And we're going to have to be there. Amen. Because God is depending on us. Alright? So, let's notice. Go and tell, verse 9, this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Now, so, what is God doing? Go with me now to a very familiar scripture, Hebrews chapter 2. And let's see if we've been telling the truth. Let's begin at verse 7. Hebrews 2, 7. Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under subjection under his feet. For in that he put all things under subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him. But now, we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus. What did we see? You know, I think of so much of Jesus being contained in the Old Testament and explained in the New. I remember that day reading when John cried out, said, "Behold the Lamb of God that walked out of those pages. The Word became flesh." Now what is God asking for today? God's asking the Word to be in these earthen vessels. Come out into these earthen vessels. And so, here the heavens has been closed for 400 years of the Dark Ages. All of a sudden, John the Baptist cried out, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." And the Spirit descended upon him. Is that what the Bible said? And then the Bible said, "And the Spirit abode upon him." Is that right? Now what is God looking for today? God is looking. Remember when Noah turned the birds loose? And they came back, didn't they? Until the last time when the dove went out, it didn't come back. Of course, the raven came back because he didn't care if he walked on sin curses or not. He just came on back anyway. But guess what? When the Spirit came upon Jesus, now will you agree with me in the Bible, the Old Testament, and the Bible said, and the Spirit moved upon them at times. Is that what the Bible says? Alright, you're shaking your head, you agree with me. But then it came this time, and it said, and the Spirit abode upon him. What is God looking for? God is looking for a resting place that the Spirit of God can abide upon them. Huh? You said, "Boy, you sure are getting on out there. You ain't seen nothing yet." And the Spirit, the Bible said, abode upon him. And I said, "God, the other night when I came to myself, and I said, God, let me walk under open heaven, that your Spirit will abide upon me. Hallelujah, that I walk this thing out in this earth of carrying what you have given me to carry." So the Spirit abode upon him. It found a lodging place. I don't want to be here and there. I don't want to have no more failures. I want to see God touch these lips, that these lips will only speak that which is of God. Now, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. Huh? I had a woman. I was in Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, preaching in the convention. This woman was sitting on a seat. She fell off into the floor. I don't know if she was dying or not. I was ministering, and she was doing this while I was ministering. I walked over and laid hands on her and pushed her back up in the church, and I said, "I rebuke death and I release life." Come on. Have we received life from God? Come on. The devil would have had every one of us killed. And don't you tell me he don't report for duty. Come on. In the book of Job said, "Where did you come from?" He said, "Walking to and fro looking for a job." He'll do a job on you if you allow him. But the Bible says in Ephesians 4:27, they give him no place. Sure, he walks up and down looking for a job. I said, "Ain't got nothing for you to do. I'm keep you unemployed." And you know what? Since I've been affiliated with Lake Hamilton, I've learned a lot about curses from these two men right here. Two great men of God that I love so dearly. They've both been so good to me. My little grandchildren and all the babies that's born, when they're born, I begin to break those hereditary curses off from them. Dedicate them to the Lord. Reach over, brother, and just love them on them and just loving them and all the time, rebuking the curses and stuff off from them. We didn't know to do that 40 years ago. And guess what? We got in big trouble. We got in a fix with nothing to fix it with. But now, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. The other day, man came in there and he said, this grandson of mine came to our church and he said, Pastor, he said, will you baptize my grandson? And I said, sir, can I break the curses off from him too? I don't know if he's got any or not. I said, oh yes, we were born that way. Hallelujah. So we don't have to put up with that kind of stuff. So it's time that we begin to lay hold upon the Word. Now my wife says she'll wave the calendar, but she's not here. The day's going to pass on me. For it became him for whom are all things, by whom many bringing what? Many sons unto glory. To make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Bringing many sons to glory. I don't believe he said a thing about a bishop, did he? You ought to have seen that man the other day. Brother Glenn is a man that I've been working with on the mission. See, I don't have enough to do, so I have Saturday night on the mission, preaching to the homeless. Yeah. And he said, Brother, you're the only one that I know that it can be my bishop. I said, you'll have to find another one, because I'm a son. I'm a son. Now, bringing many sons to glory. And I want to give us, for both he that sanctifieth and they are sanctified, that's us, isn't it? That's good grammar. Are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Now, go with me into Revelation chapter 19. Verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. You know, y'all live here in the town, the horse races. Do y'all bet on the horses? No. No. Here's a brother that's with me. I'm betting on the white one. Huh? I'm betting on the white horse. Now, let's notice something. What, Brother Dale?
That's the deliverance horse.
Get on the deliverance horse. Now, if you don't like it that way, let's count on the lead horse. His name is Jesus. The lead horse. And there was a white horse. What? And he that sat upon him were called faithful. You know, that's what I'm going to be. And true. And righteousness he does make war. Judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had the name written that no man knew but he himself. Did you know every time that there's been a name change, it's a nature change? Look at Jacob. Jacob was there, wasn't he? Wrestled with God. And guess what? He went in there as a trickery, treachery, swindler. That sounded just like Bill Smith before he was saved. Of course, you wouldn't want to tell that kind of truth. But you know what? When Jacob left there, he left there as a prince. Had power with God and power with man. I hear people say, you can't keep what people say about you. Well, you can't, but you need to stop it. Because I'm going to tell you something. We're right here in this earth. We've got power with God and we've got power with man. What about the man with the 38 the other night? You tell me I didn't have my eyes on that 38? Because I didn't know if he was going to use it on me or not. If he did, I didn't know the reason. Because he said, if you don't bring answers to this, I'm going to use the 38 on myself. I told the people, I said, by the Spirit God showed me, they're just blowing smoke anyway. Come on. We don't have to take lies, folks. We can see beyond them. Hallelujah. God has given us discernment. And so, now, I heard through the grapevine, of course I ain't interested because I don't associate with that unless they want to get saved. Come on. And I don't know why he said he's hunting for the man of God, because I think he needed a sheriff. But now, let's notice. And his eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture, dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. Anybody know who that is? Louder! Hallelujah! That's our King of Kings and Lord of Lords! I hear people saying all the time, said, you know, Brother Bill, one of these days, Jesus is going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I said, you've already waited too late. He's already King of Kings and Lord of Lords to me. I want nothing else. He's my King. Hallelujah. And so, now, and the armies which were in heaven followed him, upon white horses. Could you tell me who us is now? You said, I don't believe that. What about Revelation 14:1? These are they that follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. Brother Glenn, that's what we're trying to do today, is follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. So now, what is God saying to us? Follow that lead horse. His name is Jesus. Sirs, we would see Jesus. Now, you said, well, you went from dog meat to horses. Huh? Have we heard any truths tonight? Now, let's notice as we look on. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. Come on. Brother and sister, you can take the Word of God and cut your way through. You don't have to be a pushover. Just because the devil reports for duty, don't give him a job. Brother and sister, I live in an asphalt jungle, Fort Worth, Texas. There are many families in our church that's got family problems. Come on. It's their children, their grandchildren, some of the relatives that's got family problems. Brother and sister, we're going to have to rise up and take our place in God. And speak to these things. Hallelujah. And watch them to be dissolved. All right? Now, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that which he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. Would you stand with me? There's been many times that God has used us in mass prayers. Praying for the sick, incurable diseases, and God has answered. I want you to agree with me tonight as we pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come boldly into your presence tonight, Lord. I speak unto every incurable disease here tonight, everything that's out of kilter tonight, Lord. We speak against it in the name of Jesus. There's nothing out of your reach. There's nothing impossible. All things are possible unto him that believe. And God, if we're not a believer, make us a believer tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name, we demand and everything that's out of kilter to be gone in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. According to your word, be it unto them in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the service tonight. We thank you, Lord, for what you're saying and for what you're doing. God, help every one of us to appropriate your word, Lord. And God, tonight, everyone that's in this order tonight, we speak against it tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. And God, go with us tonight. We'll return in the morning at prayer meeting and service tomorrow. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com or LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.